Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In Spotlight, now we bring you a program on special discussion on 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram in the Lok Sabha. The participants are Professor Anshu Joshi and Niharika Bhuvania.
Hello, good evening and welcome to today's episode of Spotlight, where we unravel the special discussion on 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in context of the discussion that took place in the Lok Sabha today. Professor Anshu, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Spotlight.
Thank you so much, Niharika.
Well, you know, like I mentioned, today is going to be a brief yet a deep dive into a very important chapter of our history, how Vande Mataram holds significance even today. So why don't we begin with the origins of the song, how it started. From what I understand, it was born from defiance. And the 1857 freedom struggle is quite important in this context.
This year, in the month of November, we have marked the 150th anniversary of our national song, which is Vande Mataram, and this translates to Mother, I Bow to Thee. So this composition, which is an enduring anthem, has inspired countless generations of freedom fighters and nation builders and leaders, and stands as a lasting emblem of India's national identity and collective spirit. We have to understand its relevance today. We have to understand its history also. It was composed by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee and it was first published in the literary journal Banga Darshan on 7th of November 1875. And later, Bankim Chandra incorporated this entire song in his immortal novel Anandamath, which was published in 1882. And it was later set to music by Rabindranath Tagore. So it became an integral part of India's civilizational, political and cultural consciousness. Commemorating this milestone presents an occasion to reaffirm the timeless message of unity, sacrifice and devotion that Vande Mataram embodies for all Indians. So it's imperative to examine, analyze it, the timing of its origins, a path, a time that connects literature, nationalism and India's fight for independence. So this song, from like a simple poetic composition to the journey that it has traveled to become a national song, actually reflects India's collective awakening against the colonial dominance. And in 1905, Vande Mataram Sampradaya was founded in North Calcutta to promote the idea of motherland as a mission and passion. So every Sunday, the members of the society would come out in like Prabhat Feries and they would sing Vande Mataram. And they also accepted voluntary contributions from the people who were in support of the motherland. So Rabindranath Tagore also used to join these Prabhat Feries. And in 1906 in Barisal, which is in Bangladesh now, at that point in time, this Vande Mataram procession took place in Barisal with over 10,000 participants from all religions marching through the main streets of the town, and they were carrying Vande Mataram flags. And in 1906 itself, an English daily titled Vande Mataram was launched under the editorship of Bipin Chandra Pal, and Sri Aurobindo also joined this later as joint editor. So this newspaper then became a powerful instrument apart from this song and contributed to India's awakening, spreading the message of self-reliance, unity and political consciousness to all India audience. So fearlessly preaching the gospels of nationalism, inspiring young Indians to rise above colonial subjugation, Vande Mataram served as like a this daily and song both as a major platform to articulate nationalism, to mobilize people. And then its influence also rose eventually, as in from the streets of Bengal. It very soon reached out to other states like Karnataka and Mumbai and Punjab. And though British government imposed a lot of fine and came out with circulars to ban this song, and students were caught who were guilty of chanting Vande Mataram, but people didn't stop and it became more popular. So in 1908 in Belagam, Karnataka, the day when Lokmanya Tilak was being deported to Mandalay in Burma, people collected, they started singing this song, and police thrashed many boys and girls and arrested more persons for chanting this song. So this is the history. When you look at the history of this song, then we get to know that how it actually echoed as a symbol of resistance against the colonial rule, and it became a song of the revolutionaries who wanted to see their motherland free from this colonial rule.
Before we move on to the major historical mentions that you made of 1905, 1906, I'd just like you to take a listen to what our Honorable Prime Minister said about the origins of the song.
वंदे मातरम की इस यात्रा की शुरुआत बंकिम चंद्र जी ने 1875 में की थी और गीत ऐसे समय लिखा गया था जब 1857 के स्वातंत्र संग्राम के बाद अंग्रेज सल्तनत बौखलाई हुई थी, भारत पर भांति भांति के दबाव डाल रही थी, भांति भांति के जुल्म कर रही थी और भारत के लोगों को मजबूर किया जा रहा था अंग्रेजों के द्वारा। और उस समय उनका जो राष्ट्रीय गीत था गॉड सेव द क्वीन, इसको भारत में घर घर पहुंचाने का एक षड्यंत्र चल रहा था। ऐसे समय बंकिम दा ने चुनौती दी और ईंट का जवाब पत्थर से दिया।
Well, Professor Anshu, so before we can go deeper into 1905, since that is of historical significance here, and that is also one of the milestones in the history of Vande Mataram, I'd also like you to listen to what the Prime Minister said in the context of the Bengal partition event.
अंग्रेज समझ चुके थे कि 1857 के बाद लंबे समय तक भारत में टिकना उनके लिए मुश्किल लग रहा था और जिस प्रकार से वो अपने सपने लेकर के आए थे, तब उनको लगा जब तक भारत को बांटेंगे नहीं, भारत में ही लोगों को एक दूसरे से लड़ाएंगे नहीं, तब तक यहां राज करना मुश्किल है। अंग्रेजों ने बांटो और राज करो इस रास्ते को चुना और उन्होंने बंगाल को इसकी प्रयोगशाला बनाया। अंग्रेजों का मानना था कि एक बार बंगाल टूट गया तो ये देश भी टूट जाएगा और वो यावत चंद्र दिवा करो राज करते रहेंगे। लेकिन जब अंग्रेजों ने 1905 में ये पाप किया तो वंदे मातरम चट्टान की तरह खड़ा रहा। बंगाल की एकता के लिए वंदे मातरम गली गली का नाद बन गया था।
Why don't you take us deeper into what was happening in 1905 in Bengal and why the British Raj thought it was necessary to divide Bengal and how Vande Mataram stood firm like a rock?
When you look at the Bengal of early 20th century, which had a capital as Calcutta, it was also the capital city of the British for over a century and it had its own political and social and economic significance. And when the Britishers realized, they observed that how this land is becoming like the heartland for the independence struggle. And in 1905, we can see that Lord Curzon, British General and Viceroy of India from 1899 to 1905, he planted the seeds of a divided Bengal. And this division the wounds could never fully heal. And still, when you ask people of Bengal, they still have the tears of this divide and rule strategy that Britishers adopted by dividing Bengal. And this separation actually ignited strong resistance in Bengal against the Britishers. And this entire partition turned the people of Bengal and people of other states also against the Britishers. Indeed, Bengal was the most precious gem of the British crown, and this was the largest province contributing millions to the British economy also, and ensuring that British Raj flourished not only in India but in the whole subcontinent. So this partition was like the reason was given as in for some administrative purposes, but it actually ignited this entire fire of independence movement against the Britishers. And then we can see that how from 1905 different like Bande Mataram Sampradaya that I discussed, how it was founded in North Calcutta. And from here we can see that how people adopted the song Vande Mataram as in, you know, their reflection of resistance against the Britishers. And Niharika, let me tell you, not only in Bengal, but this song went out of India. So in 1907, when Madam Bhikaji Kama raised the tricolor flag for the first time outside India in Berlin, Vande Mataram was like the line written on the tricolor. And this was also written on the flag on 17th of August 1909, when Madan Lal Dhingra was hanged in England. His last words before he went to the gallows were Vande Mataram. And in 1909, Indian patriots in Paris, they undertook the publication of a magazine called Vande Mataram from Geneva. And when Gopal Krishna Gokhale arrived in Cape Town, South Africa, he was also welcomed by a grand procession accompanied by cries of Vande Mataram. So this was the significance of Vande Mataram. This is how people of India accepted and joined this song as a movement. And this song not only remained as in the soul song of Bengal, but it reached out of Bengal and soon became like the symbol of resistance against Britishers. At the same time, the uniting force for the Indians representing diversified culture, languages, religion, caste and class.
Well, indeed, Vande Mataram has seen us through some very tough times and very tough moments, and it stood behind us like a rock. Now, let's move a little ahead in our history. When Vande Mataram accomplished 50 years, we were still under colonial rule. And when it completed 100 years, we were undergoing emergency. I would first like you to listen to what the Prime Minister said on this subject.
Vande Mataram ka jab 50 varsh hue, tab desh gulami mein jeene ke liye majboor tha. और वंदे मातरम के 100 साल हुए तब देश आपातकाल की जंजीरों में जकड़ा हुआ था. जब वंदे मातरम 100 साल अत्यंत उत्तम पर्व था तब भारत के संविधान का गला घोंट दिया गया था. जब वंदे मातरम 100 साल का हुआ तब देशभक्ति के लिए जीने मरने वाले लोगों को जेल के सलाखों के पीछे बंद कर दिया गया. आदरणीय अध्यक्ष जी, 150 वर्ष उस महान अध्याय को, उस गौरव को पुनः स्थापित करने का अवसर है और मैं मानता हूं सदन ने भी और देश ने भी इस अवसर को जाने नहीं देना चाहिए.
यस प्रोफेसर अंशु, सो योर इनसाइट एंड ओपिनियन ऑन दिस.
Definitely, whatever our Prime Minister has stated is absolutely right when you look at this long journey of our national song, Vande Mataram, that it has accomplished in past 150 years. There are significant milestones. Like he said that when it completed 50 years, we were still under the colonial rule. When it completed 100 years, then India was under this emergency period. And now when it has completed 150 years, India is accomplishing newer heights of success in all areas at the global scenario, in the global world order. And definitely this song, as I told you, it is the reflection of our unity, sacrifice and devotion that the Indians had, and how this song connected literature, nationalism and India's fight for independence. So it's a timeless song, and definitely it has many more years to go, and that's where we have to take a roadmap from here, and we have to decide that what all we want to achieve in, say, next 150 to 200 years.
Now, in the light of the vision of a developed India by 2047 and making the nation self-reliant, how does Vande Mataram become our driving force for achieving this vision today? And also, if you were to say a few things to the current generation, what would you say?
Indeed, when you sing this song, and we usually sing the two first stanzas about our motherland, Vande Mataram, Sujalam, Suphalam, Malayaj Sheetalam, Shasya Shyamalam Mataram, Vande Mataram. There are three important stanzas wherein Bankim Chandra has connected our motherland, Mother India, with Goddess Kali, Goddess Durga, Goddess Lakshmi, and Goddess Saraswati. And each goddess represents a different, you know, sector. So in modern times, if I would like to connect, I would connect Goddess Saraswati with our academic power, the power of education. If we look at Goddess Lakshmi, she is about our economic power. If you look at Goddess Shakti, it's about strategic power. And that's where, when we take a cue and when we try to connect the dots, the younger generation needs to understand that this all what we see in, as in, you know, from modern point of view and from future's perspective as well, all lies in our ancient history, our ancient knowledge systems. And from that's where we can connect, we can take a mission and vision for making our motherland greater and the greatest. And we can contribute to all these different sectors. So be it like our, the sector of education, be it about our strategic area, be it about the area of defense and security, how we all can contribute as the responsible citizen of India matters the most. And that's where we all have to take our bit, and we all need to keep contributing to the nation building.
Well, just like Vande Mataram showed us the path to self-reliance previously, it is doing so even today. That was quite a rich discussion indeed. Thank you so much for joining us today on Spotlight, Professor Anshu. A pleasure to be in conversation with you and to unravel all this rich historical context.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a program on special discussion on 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram in the Lok Sabha. The participants were Professor Anshu Joshi and Niharika Bhuvania. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.